Okay.
Labeling would be, Lisa, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to help you. I'm sensing right now that you may be experiencing some frustration.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
If you're looking for more listings, and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
How to understand clients' frustration and respond to them. Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents had a role play with his student who felt a client was being critical of her. He asked her to label the client's frustration so she could deal with it. Learn how to understand and respond to your client's frustration in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
I became a full-time real estate agent in June of this year. I do have experience in real estate. From before in the 90s, I was a real estate agent, but I've had one closing already. I have a listing, and that listing has a contract, and that seller is also a buyer. So this is, some great stuff happening in my first couple months of being in real estate. The transaction where the buy transaction is kind of starting to go a little, we have a seller who's squirrely on the other side, and I'm kind of feeling that my client is not very happy, and I'm not really sure. She's also kind of shut down from me. She's not really talking to me. I'm not really sure, what happened. I know I can be oversensitive. Of course, I kind of take that a little personally. Maybe she's buying and selling a house, which is a stressful situation. And I understand that I'm here to help, people with this process. And I consider it an honor to be helping people. But so these are the two irons that I have in the fire. But I need to be out and chasing more. And, one of the things that you were talking about earlier, the relationships that we have in our lives. And, my mom is one of those, and she tends to be a little negative, and she'll say, like she just said to me yesterday, "Do you have another listing?" And I'm like, "Not yet." I have to keep her at a distance. The shorter version of, or I guess the punchline would be, how to overcome these obstacles and to get out, because those first two, they came to me pretty easily.
Yeah. Okay. There's maybe four different things in there. There's a lot of different layers of that. So first, Lisa, congratulations. You've only been licensed for 3.5 months-ish?
Full-time agent for 3.5 months, yeah.
That listing's hopefully going to be 2 transactions.
Yes.
That is amazing. Congratulations. So I want you to feel good about that, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome. Yeah, you should be proud of yourself. Now, Mom. The key to this back here, so we're talking about relationships, is in this case, in almost any case, it's about finding new relationships that will empower you. Okay. So that's more of a long-term type thing. So I'm not going to make any recommendations on what to do with that relationship. I will suggest for you to seek relationships that will empower you. Is that fair? Now, the two more things here. So there's one more real quick thing, and then we're going to get to the root of what your question, what I think it really was. The next thing is, how do you position yourself so that when you're having a challenge with a transaction that you're not stressed? And the answer to that is to have more business. Okay. So I know that that's like a whimsical type answer, right? But it is the reality of it, right? So then Okay, so that's the reality of it. How do you do that? And there was a little bit of time in there that I heard you say as well. So Lisa, are you stressed right now by putting your time into keeping the deal together at the expense of finding new business? Is that the real problem here?
No, I think it's more of a mental hurdle.
Okay.
You know, I feel like there's some possible criticism and, you know, it's my sensitivity, I think. And
are you criticizing yourself or is this from elsewhere?
It's what I'm perceiving from my client.
You're perceiving that your client is criticizing you?
Yeah.
Got it. Have you asked?
I have. Yeah. She's not very good at direct communication. She just.
Okay. When you asked, did you label it?
Yeah, I did. I asked her, I said, are you doing okay? Did I do something to bother you? She said, nope, I just don't need to talk every day.
Got it. So when I say label, I'm saying give it a name. Okay. So are you okay is general. Okay. Labeling would be, Lisa, thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to help you. I'm sensing right now that you may be experiencing some frustration. So the frustration is the label. I'm sensing right now that you may be a little bit ticked off, that you may be a little bit annoyed, that whatever you perceive, probably frustration is probably the most accurate. I don't know. Would you say that that's most accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So the label is to actually label the frustration. And so what happens here is they either, they're in a situation where one of two things can happen. They either fight for the fact that they're not frustrated and you win because then the frustration is gone. Or they share authentically that they are frustrated and you win because now you can deal with it. When you ask a general question like, how are you feeling? You know, like that, it's going to be just sort of a brush off, right? Because it's like going into a closed store. Can I help you? No. It's that automatic response. It's not going to actually elicit an actual feeling or a response. So I would label the feeling that you're perceiving. I'm sensing that you're maybe feeling a little bit frustrated. Are you feeling frustrated? And then hopefully now the frustration comes to the surface. And whatever she says at that point, then the next thing that you say is, tell me more about that. Okay. Because you're still going to most likely get a surface level answer that's not going to be as authentic as it could be. So then you're going to dive deep on that. The way you dive deep into like the real meaning of something is to ask follow-up questions like, tell me more about that. What does that mean to you? When you say that, what does that really mean? Okay. So you could say something like, so if you role play with me right now of what you think she may say, Lisa, I'm sensing right now that you're experiencing a little bit of frustration. Are you frustrated?
Yeah, I am frustrated.
Could you tell me more about that?
Well, this is, I guess, what I'm imagining, but
that's exactly right. Yep.
I don't think you represented me well, and now the contract's falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me more about that.
I don't know. Well, I guess I would imagine that she could say too that, you know, she's going through the stress of having to sell her house and buy a new house and, you know, getting her house packed up and ready to move. She has all that. And then she also probably doesn't want to deal with talking about her feelings. I mean,
got it. So I respect you very much, Lisa. And I'm not here to talk about feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to be able to accommodate, to be able to best serve you. And so really what I'm intending to do is to understand what you're experiencing so that I could be the best representative for you possible.
Mm-hmm.
Would you feel great about me being able to understand how to be able to be the best representative for you?
Yeah.
Would that benefit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have a conversation about that?
Sure.
All right. Now, Lisa, in role play, your energy just changed. That's the methodology to be able to, now you're going to solution rather than struggle. Okay. So now together, the two of you are partnering into, and you haven't even addressed really what she perceives that you did poorly. How's that methodology? How do you feel about that?
I like it. It's, I guess, to sum it up quickly is, how can I be part of the solution?
Yeah. Is that helpful? We good?
Yep. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, my pleasure.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge and I'll see you online. Bye.